Thanks for calling. This is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. It's Nadine with Local Splash. Is this a good time for you now?
Yeah, it works.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So, Google Guaranteed. Have you ever heard of that program or seen them? It's at the very tippy top of the page. It's got the green check mark next to it. Does that sound familiar? Yes.
Maybe.
Okay.
But
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I've probably seen it. I think I have.
Okay. Yeah, it's typically when you do that search on Google, what you'll see, Ryan, is at the very tippy top of the page, they have that green check mark next to it that says Google Guaranteed. And so what it is, it's a program that Google created where you pay per lead. However, the lead will come to you in the form of a phone call, and you're not sharing it with anyone. It's only being sent to you, okay? But there are certain requirements for that program because Google, they actually put up $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. So it's almost as if like Google's guaranteeing your work, okay? So for that program, they do require that you have at least 5 Google reviews, which I believe you have 12 of them that I saw in your business profile. So you meet that requirement. They do run a background check, okay, because they want to make sure that you don't have any type of felonies. They go back about 7 years. So
I don't have anything.
Perfect. Okay. Now, there is also, they require, it's the insurance, and I'm just looking at it, and the licensing for the plumbing category, and I'm just pulling that up real quick. I'm assuming you carry both.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I would have to, right? Especially here in California.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could probably try to get away with it, but. So, let me ask you this. So for the plumber here in California, do you carry the C36?
Yes.
Or is that the one you carry, the C36, the plumbing contractor license?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then I was looking at what the certificate of general liability they're asking for. I know California is always so outrageous, isn't it?
I think I have $1 million or $2 million.
Yep. They're requiring at least a minimum of $1 million. So you should be fine. Okay. So I'm putting that you have the C36 and then you also have the $1 million of liability. Okay. So there is a one-time $250 application fee, okay? We send you the application. You're going to fill it out. You're going to upload your business license, your insurance, and you're going to submit all the application, okay? We push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, the approval process, Ryan, it can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I've even seen it happen in 3 weeks where someone got approved. And it really depends on how quickly you respond to the background check and how quickly you submit your application, okay? Now, Google uses two different companies. One is called Pinkerton. The other one is Evident ID to run the background check. Once we know who it is, we'll actually follow up with you to let you know which one to look out for because it's in real time. You have like 24 hours to respond, okay? Now, once you get approved, we will call you to let you know that you've been approved because we'll be activating the leads in 3 days unless if you told us, like, listen, I need you to activate it on this date, okay? So to activate the leads, you're looking at a minimum monthly budget of $612, which will give you up to 13 leads in the month. So the leads are running you $46.67. So, you know, you got this budget of $612, and when a call comes in, it's going to deduct it from that, okay? However, if someone calls you to remove a tree that's outside of your services, Google's going to credit the lead back, Ryan, because it's considered unqualified. If someone called you outside of your service area, and as long as you didn't accept that job, it's an unqualified lead, they're going to credit it back. If they called to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that's an unqualified lead. They're going to credit it back. What is considered a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, like let's say you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate. Now, that's considered a qualified lead, okay? How does Google know this? Well, there is a special tracking number that will be assigned to your phone number, okay? When you pick up that call, you're going to hear it say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that prospect. So that's how you'll know it's a lead actually coming from that program, okay? We do the management of that profile. We're optimizing it, keywords, search terms, making any changes that need to be made. So we monitor it for you. Now, let's just say, Ryan, you only got one call in the month, right? You only got one lead. And I've never seen that happen, right? But let's just say you did. What is left over in your budget will roll over to the next month. So you see, the next month, you're not paying that $612 again, right? What you're going to pay is $46.67 for the lead that you received the month before because it rolls over. You see, we always want you to have that $612 in your budget. Does that make sense?
Yeah, can we do more than 612?
You can. Actually, like let's say you wanted more than 13 leads in a month, right? Let's say one month you decided, hey, you know what? I want you guys to bump it up to 20 leads in the month, right? Your monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. So you could always ask for more leads in the month. Okay, you always have that option. We just always like to start you off with the minimum first to get a feel of it, to see how it works. Okay, now, those same reviews that you have on your Google Guaranteed profile, Ryan, are also going to show up on your Google Guaranteed, the Google Business profile. Those same reviews will show up on your Google Guaranteed, okay, even though they're two separate programs, right? Let's say you're going on vacation for a couple of days. Right? Or maybe you're just bombarded with so much work right now, like you literally can't handle more. What you do is you call us and you say, hey, I need you guys to shut off the leads. We shut them off. Now, we don't turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. Now, if when you shut them off, okay, you had only received two leads, well, when you call to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's how that program works. Now, there is a possibility that Google will also notify us if you qualify for what they call max bidding, okay? Now, max bidding means that you could possibly pay double or triple the cost of the lead if you want to be closer to the top, but Google would have to notify us of that, okay? Part of being within the plumber category, there is, and I'll read them off to you so that way you know what's entailed in that category. Let me ask you this. How far do you typically travel? I mean, for a potential client.
Well, it depends on the project. But we,
okay.
So I've been all the way to San Francisco.
Oh, well, okay.
And like down towards Long Beach. So, but it all depends on what project. Like,
well, I would say if you're coming to Long Beach, it better be a really good job, huh? From Santa Paula, you know?
Yeah, well, most of the work is just like construction work, so.
Oh,
okay. It depends on like the project, so.
Okay.
But I'm trying to get into like maybe doing service and repair, so that's why I'm kind of intrigued about the Google
guarantee. Yeah. So you know how like, so you're talking about like you do a lot of the plumbing for the construction, right? Is what you mainly do right now. Okay. So in the Google guarantee.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's say for instinct, we're doing 10 homes in the Palisades that burnt down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like we just do a lot of custom homes and stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. That totally makes sense. So now, like for the Google Guaranteed, right, what that entails under this category, and I'm going to read them off to you and then I'll explain why I'm reading them off. Unclogged drains, And this, install or repair a faucet, install or repair a garbage disposal, repair outdoor systems, okay? Repair pipes, repair sewers, repair a shower or a toilet, install a water heater, repair a water heater or other, right? Let's just say you were like, listen, I'm not trying to get any type of like garbage disposal jobs, okay? So we wouldn't notate that on there. If someone calls you for a garbage disposal repair, right, or an install, and that's not included in your services, as long as you don't accept that job, unqualified lead. Make sense?
Gotcha.
Okay. So basically anyone looking for any type of plumbing is going to find you, but we get very specific to those to show under your profile, because if there's something that you don't do, and as long as it's not listed there and you're not accepting that job, then it's an unqualified lead. Okay?
Okay.
So that's why I say it's really particular, like what's considered a qualified lead and what's not. Now, because the plumbing category, I'm just looking up something. Okay. So with this category, they want to make sure that you understand that your ad performance could suffer if you don't offer at least one of these jobs, okay? So it would either be repairing a toilet or unclogging a drain. Would you be able to at least offer one of those?
Yeah.
Okay. So as long as you're able to at least offer one of those, then it's going to perform well for you.
Okay.
But yeah, it's definitely, I will tell you this, I prefer this program over Google Ads, to be quite honest, because you have more control over the calls. You know what I mean? What's qualified and which one isn't. And the beautiful thing is because the call's recorded, so Google has a special system set up where they know what call was qualified and which one wasn't. And besides, if there was
did
one
that automatically?
Flipped, yeah. But we also monitor it too. So if one did slip through the cracks, our team would dispute it on your behalf. So okay. You're able to track everything. Like you'll be able to see like which ones were credited to you. You'll be able to see, you know, which ones were qualified. Okay. So you're still able to track all of this. It's, I would say for me, I feel it's one of Google's better products in my opinion. Okay. And it allows you, Ryan, to target whether by city, by county, you know, I mean, if you wanted to cover the whole state of California, you could, as long as that's where your insurance and your license covers you. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it because that really puts you out far, you know? But I mean, again, it will help you in that sense. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, so the only thing, like I said, that you would be paying would be just the application fee to get this process going for you. And then once you get approved, you know, we will notify you. And then within 3 days, we'll activate the leads, unless if you told us like, hey, I need you guys to activate it on this date. Like I can't do it in 3 days, you know, but we have to give you that call. Okay. So what do you think?
Let me ask you a question. Now, if I have an issue, who do I, are you going to be the point of contact or am I just have to like play Russian roulette?
Yeah, that's a great, great question. So we have a specific team. It's our Google Guarantee Department team that is the ones managing your account. So they do the management. They do it's still the same 877 number. You would just have to say, hey, listen, I need the Google Guaranteed team. I got to reach out. I mean, you're always going to have my number, right? But when there's changes and stuff like that, I can't make the changes. My job is to really see first if you qualify if there's even a qualifying category for you. Because I'll tell you, some industries, it's not available for them. I was talking to a guy. He's like in a rural area. In Tennessee for tree services, and it's not available for his area. So, you know, it's not open to every single industry and location. So that's the first thing. I got to make sure it's even available in your area. I got to make sure that you qualify for it, right? And I say that because I'll be super transparent with you, Ryan. like when we ask about the background check, right, it's not to offend you in any way. It's because, like, let's say something was on your background and you didn't disclose that. Google finds it and disqualifies you. They don't return your money back, right? So we would never want that to happen. So that's why I always say, hey, just want to make sure in the last 7 years there's nothing on your record, which you passed that, right?
The reason why I asked is about the who the point of contact is, because it's like I've tried talking to you local spots before. And
oh, yeah. I could tell you this, Ryan.
I like to have like one type of person I talk to back and forth.
Yeah,
you know?
I will tell you this. When it comes to Google Guarantee, there are three actual people that you would be talking to. It's either going to be Aureli, it's either going to be Ivan or Bonnie. Okay. Let's say it was something super urgent. Like you couldn't wait for one of them to get off the phone to call you, right? You can call me and I can chat them and say, hey, this is something real urgent. He needs to speak to someone about his account.
I mean,
our team's pretty good.
Yeah, as long
for
as
the most
like,
part.
Yeah, because you know, I don't like working with companies. It's like I understand
40 million people that you got to talk to. Like it's a round robin.
and then it's like, well, this one person told me one thing, and then this person told me another thing. And it's kind of that's what I was just wondering. Like the point of contact. If it's just like,
absolutely.
You know, like I know it's a big company, but if it's a smaller group of people who are like, hey, I talked to John, that person is who John is.
Yeah. And one thing about Aureli, Ivan, and Bonnie, they're all in communication, right? So they know. And everything is heavily notated. Like they're going to look at my notes. They're going to look at whoever talks to you for your client interview for that. They're going to look at their notes. So everybody is pretty much in the loop about it because Google Guaranteed, it's a different department. All within Local Splash, but it's a separate department.
Yeah.
From like the local SEO that you have with us now. You know what I mean? So like you'll still call that 877 number. I was reading through the notes that's not working well for you.
Okay.
I'm going to be, that's why
I
wanted me to talk to you about the Google Guaranteed.
Yeah, let's try it because.
Okay.
We'll go and then we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Now, real quick, Ryan, I have office@vickersplumbing.net. That's still the best email for you, right?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll get it.
Okay, perfect. So let me do this. I am going to send you an email out right now that shows for the plumbing vertical and then what the cost I told you was. So this way you have the outline of it there. Okay. So you're going to get an email coming right now from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So let me just send that over to you real quick here.
I won't be able to fill this stuff out until this evening, probably.
That's okay. That was
going to
be my next question. That was going to be my next question for you is that, when do you think you might have it filled out? Because I want to schedule your client interview when you have that application
done. I'll have it filled out this evening, and it'll be back to you guys.
Awesome. So then we can – how does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? It's like a 30-minute phone call because they'll go over with you a little bit more in detail. They're going to just, you know, make sure they got everything as far as within the application. So how does your schedule look tomorrow? So I can see what we have on hand. Okay. Do you prefer like morning around this time, a little later in the day? So I can see what we have.
Around this time, please.
Okay. I do have, it looks like I have an actual, let me see here. I have an 11 or 1130.
Do 1130.
Okay. Let me do this then. So tomorrow they're going to call you between 11:30, 12 o'clock. It's going to be more closer to 11:30, unless if they ran late on another call. But they'll be calling you again from that 877 number. Okay, Ryan. So just, you know, make sure you're answering all the calls within that hour. If I'm not in a meeting or on another call, I'm actually going to be the one to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, they're just going to proceed without me. To get you, you know, taken care
of. Right.
So let me do this. Okay. I probably only need about maybe 5 more minutes. Okay. So just bear with me here. You're on a project right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I get you set up correctly here. How's the weather over there where you are? We had a heat wave this weekend.
Oh,
I thought I was going to die over here. It was like 103 on Saturday. I'm in Anaheim.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my God, this is killing me here. My sister took me shopping for my birthday. Yeah, she took me shopping for my birthday on Saturday, and it was like, oh, my God. I told her, I don't even want to try clothes on right now because it is so hot. Like, I feel disgusting. You know what I mean? She couldn't stop laughing. She's all, well, we got to shop for your birthday. This part of your birthday gift. I'm like, that's cool. But honestly, unless Marshall's and they got like, I mean, a blaring, like super blizzard type of AC in there, I don't want to go in there. It was just like horrible. I was like, oh my gosh. Well, I guess it beats the rain, right?
Yeah. Friday I had everybody stop work at like 11:30 because it got so hot.
Really?
Because like,
oh my gosh. Yeah, it was just, like, insane. It was, like, horrible. I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's like you walked out and you were in an oven. Yesterday wasn't too bad, but.
Yeah, yesterday cooled down. Today's a little cooler, but it's
yeah,
warm.
Yeah, today is
you know,
not
we complain
bad,
that
right?
it's, we complain when it's not warm, but then we complain when it's hot. And
yeah, I know. We're just never happy. You know, that's what my husband says. It's the weather. You guys are never happy. I'm all, well, it's not that. It's just, I don't know whether to break out with the flip flops and the sundresses or what to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm almost just like, I can't do this. And he just laughs. He's all, oh my gosh, you're over dramatic.
And everybody that's got 30 feet of snow is laughing at us because it's 65 degrees and we're cold.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. Like, I've talked to people, you know, back east, right? Where it's like, you know, freezing.
Yeah. I have a house in New Hampshire.
You do? Wow.
Yeah.
How often do you go back there?
Not very often.
No?
It's just there. No. It's on a lake and it's just too muggy in the summertime. So.
Yeah. So when do you typically go there then?
Last time I've been there is 12 years ago.
No way. Well, do you at least rent it out?
Family wants to go out there, they use it.
Oh, okay. You're like that? Yeah. So do you at least have someone who like, you know, like keeps up on the property for you?
We have a person that comes and, they like winterize it and they de-winterize it. People stay there, but I mean, it's a two-story, three-bedroom house on a lake.
Wow.
And I don't have time to go out there.
I hear you. Oh. But sounds nice, though, right?
Yeah, we're actually buying another vacation. I'm close, like 3 hours away, so.
Good for you.
So that'd be,
good for you.
That'd
That's
be,
good.
That'd be better.
You know what, Ryan? When I hear that people work so hard like you do and you can't enjoy it, I mean, you can't take it with you. You know what I mean? So you might as well enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
Now, I do show a card on file, but you know what, Ryan? I don't even know if it's the same card that we're going to use. It shows me a visa, but it's masked out. It only shows me what it ends with, 8959.
That's fine.
Is that the same card? Okay, so we'll charge that same one, or because that's someone that's
yeah,
on file.
I could change it later, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So here's the thing: like once you get approved, right, and we call you to let you know that you've been approved, one of the Google guaranteed texts. If you're like, hey, okay, you're going to activate the card, but hold on, activate the leads. Let me give you a new card. Just let us know. Okay, so that way we charge the right card. So this one, I'm only going to charge the $250 today. Okay, you're going to receive a receipt for that as well. And then,
what is your guys' fee for doing all this?
It's all inclusive. Yeah, it's all inclusive.
Okay.
So like, you're not going to pay additional fees, right, for the leads because it's all included in there. So you're not going to have like additional ones. Good question, though, to ask. I would have stated it to you anyways, but I'm glad you asked. Yeah. I know other companies, right? Like even with like, click fees, right? Like if you did Google ads, they're charging you for, you know, not just what you're putting into your budget, but you're also now being charged another service fee on top of that or click fees. Yeah, with this, it's not like that. So it's all inclusive.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go over some notes with you, and it's just for the technician, and then we should be all set. The receipt was also sent to you via text and email. You can also find it in your client dashboard too, any of your receipts. Okay. And I say that because you want to keep everything for your tax purposes, because it's always going to be a write-off for you. Okay. And then let me go here. Okay. Now, Ryan, your hours of operation, I show as, let me go back to your Google Business profile, because I always like to kind of refer to that too. I show it as 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday closed?
Sure.
Okay. And then I'm just going to be going over just a few questions here. You are aware that you will know if you qualify for the max bidding, which where you could pay again either double or triple the cost of the lead to get you closer to the top. Okay. Let me see, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 are your hours. Just want to notate that here. Even though I see everything in the notes, I still like to confirm it all anyways. I prefer to do that. How long have you been in the industry now?
20-something years.
Wow. You sound so young. Would you start when you were 15?
I was like 19 or 20 or something.
Wow. So you started. I have a friend. He's a plumber out this way. That guy works. I mean, he's a workaholic. And he'll post stuff on his Facebook page. And I'm like, Christian, I don't think you should have posted that picture of that person's toilet. Like, I don't think anyone wanted to see all that. You know what I mean? I was like, oh my God, that is like so not appealing to watch.
I have one guy that worked 65 hours last week, I think.
No way.
So.
Wow. So you got a good team then, huh?
It depends on what day of the week it is. they're pretty good.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you, I actually about 2 years ago, I had to hire plumbers. Well, where I rent the house from a family friend's from her mom and dad, but they didn't know a plumber and they knew that the plumbing was going to go out. So in Anaheim, the water is very hard water. This is going to tell you how old the house is. I had cast iron pipes in the house. So they had a...
So your house is probably not as old as mine. Mine is 101 years old now?
No way. What, the one in New Hampshire or here in California?
One in California.
No way.
1924 or 3, I think it was built.
Have you needed to do the the plumbing all over or no?
Yeah, we did all that.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, it had to get all done, right? And she ended up hiring a guy that I found, it was a smaller owned company because we had like one of those like larger, you know, bigger companies come out. She got two estimates. She went with the family owned business and I'll tell you why. That guy was super confident. He was young and he was very straightforward. And he was like, I asked him, when are you going to get it done? He's all in a day. And I kind of chuckled and he says, I have a really good team. We will knock it out. And you know, I know once you take apart plumbing, you know, there's like little things that you find that weren't there
yeah.
that you didn't expect, right? So there's like little hiccups, but we went with him because I have two clean outs. One of them is under a concrete step. Now the first company that came out, the bigger company, didn't say anything about having to break that concrete step. When the family-owned company came out, they're like, we're going to have to break that concrete step. And I'm like, why? They didn't say that. The other company, he saw, because when they get to it, they're going to upcharge you on that. There is no other way around it. Your bathrooms, they don't come into one clean-out. You have two separate clean-outs. And I'm like, okay, sounds good. But, yeah, I guess you find that with other larger companies. Has that been your experience?
Well, yeah, a lot of plumbing companies, all the guys work off commission base.
That makes sense then.
So then they go and they get a job, right? And then they like try to upsell to, so, but like, any kind of like rooter companies like that.
Yeah.
Like my guys work off, well, they work hourly, so.
Hourly. Yeah. That makes sense then. Now, Ryan, when you're going through your background check, there's ones that's either going to ask you to send a picture of a front and back picture of your driver's license or passport or your identification, because they need to identify it's you that they're doing the background check on. I'm assuming you have one of those to show that it is you. The other one might ask you put in your birth date, your social, your name, because they're verifying it's you, okay? So just an FYI, it's either going to be Pinkerton or Evident ID. Once we know who it is, we will notify you because you need to respond to it within 24 hours or else we got to have them trigger it again to resend it, okay? And then let's see here, client of specific license industry, he has the C-36, and then you have your certificate of liability insurance. When you're filling out the application, it's going to show you what page you need to upload. It's not all of your pages, it's just one of them, okay? And then I also put on here that, yeah, you're willing to be listed either to unclog a drain or repair a toilet. I'm assuming unclog a drain would probably be even better. More money, maybe.
Yeah.
And then let's see here. Okay, I got the website link. I got the Google Business Profile. Okay, and it's pretty much, yeah, that looks like that's it. Now, let me text you on this phone number. You do get text messages, right? The 805-290-3230? Okay. I'm going to also text you my contact info, so this way you have it. If when you're filling out the application, I'm here up until 4 today. But, I mean, if you get started on it earlier and there's anything that you didn't quite understand, you're always welcome to call me or text me, okay? Or you can wait until tomorrow when you speak with the tech if there was something you weren't quite sure of. I will tell you this, when you're filling out the application, make sure everything matches. Your name, your address that's listed on the insurance, and it matches with the address that you're putting down on the application. There is a part. It'll ask you for the EIN number. If you don't have that, then what you would put in place of, if you don't use an EIN, what you would put is your social in that section. When you're filling out the application, it's going to ask you, do you have employees? Okay. I'm going to tell you, if you list that you have employees, they are going to want the information on your employees to run a background check on them. If you do that and someone has something on the record that you didn't know about, you will be automatically disqualified. So I always say the ones that need to run the background check are the ones that are in communication, like exchanging money, doing bidding face-to-face with that client. And I'm assuming that's only you. Your guys do the work, but you're the one that's mainly doing the transaction, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So employees, you could put zero. Okay?
Okay.
Unless, I mean, that's what I would suggest. Unless if you really want to put one of your employees down, but I would make sure like 100% that employee has like absolutely.
I'd put myself down.
That's what I would recommend. Okay. It'll ask you, like, what areas do you want to target? You can list them there, or you can let the technician know. And it's pretty simple, pretty, pretty simple. But, again, if you get stuck on anything, please reach out to me. I'm more than willing to help you, okay? And just make sure that you did get the text from me. It'll say, hi, this is Nadine Medina.
I just said.
Beautiful.
I got it.
My extension is 623, okay? So, Ryan, congratulations. I'm super excited for you for the Google Guaranteed. Now, listen, once you get approved for that, if you want to drop the local-only package, you can, okay, and just stick with Google Guaranteed. Those same reviews that you have on the Google Business Profile are also going to show up on your Google Guaranteed profile, even though they're two separate programs, but those same reviews will show up there as well, okay?
Okay.
All right. Any other questions for me before I let you get back to work?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, I'm super excited for you, Ryan, and then we'll talk to you tomorrow. Unless if you need to call me sooner, feel free and reach out. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day. Take care.
You too, Wes.
Bye-bye.